This is the beginning of Channel 1 Over and a continuation of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, the 12th of March, 1971. And this is Mamu's part of the visit. This is Mamu's part of the visit. And the visit with Shirley this 12th of March, 1971, Friday, the 12th of March, 1971, Friday morning. After they had butchered that cow to see why the little heifer, to see why she died.
Oh.
This is a continuation of the visit with Shirley, beginning of Channel 1 Over, Mamu's part, a little bit on this Channel 1 Over.
With the cover all thrown back, the face says, "Leave it alone." But we meant to do it yesterday. Didn't do it, so this morning we left it. So that's the way it's been.
Mothers used to, we get back from town and disappear.
They got to go and change the horses.
And I'm afraid to go out there with the cows, because they'll come up and stand at the gate, Shirley, and wait for the pastures.
They will stand there at that gate, at that gap all day.
And wait for him to come. He certainly has got them trained, I tell you.
Feed them one time.
That's it.
I don't think Mamu's ever been over to your house.
I went over there.
For a short visit.
Well, it's one of the prettiest places around.
Well, it really was. I was in the car once and the monkey came and got over the car.
Yeah, I remember that.
But I don't believe I've been over in the inside but once.
The new house? I believe you came over before Daddy passed away.
Yes. He had called.
But you all visit a minute.
Okay, all right.
Oh, Lord, yes. They never know where they are. I have to see the yard and keep a call. And I say, well, they're out in the field somewhere. I don't know. But they enjoy going out with him to turn them into the rye, you know. And
that's a good feeling to give them something good to eat in the middle of winter like this.
It's been real nice for him because they have to come in, and as soon as they hit, they want to keep them out there an hour and a half, or maybe longer. And they put them on, and then it's dark, you know, and that's what worries me about it.
That's right.
Is when they have to go out at night, and I'm just so afraid they'll fall.
That's true.
And step in a ditch or hole, you see. And I can't quite get used to it, to the, you know, the feeding of them being out there in the dark, knowing that neither one of their eyes are good, you know. And Faith can have on boots, but still, they are not as big and flat as his.
That's right.
He can miss a ditch when she could fall in.
But they seem to know, though. The cows seem to know.
I don't think they'd try to. Now, they had to hunt for one the other day that was had a baby, you know, had a baby calf, and she had hidden way over, and they had gone down with the tractor and couldn't find, she was missing, and then they came back and got the car. And went down, and Faye was fixing to come back and get on the horse and go and see if she found. And I think Guy happened to see the little baby calf and found it before she did that. Well, you've just had a big, how did they get along? Well, you was gone, I guess.
I just don't know. I know they didn't do much house cleaning. Because I've still got it all to do. I've been back a couple of weeks, and I still don't know where to start.
How long did you stay?
A couple of weeks.
You stayed 2 weeks.
I was going to stay 3 or 4 weeks, but Merlin kept calling me every day.
Oh.
He talked for an hour, hour and a half. It got to be quite a, well, I think the
your telephone bill was something.
It was $70.
Right. Oh, you mean?
Yeah, he wouldn't shut up. So I told him, I said, I'm coming home before we have to go to jail for not paying our phone bill.
Well, I should say so if it was that bad.
So I came on home earlier than I expected to, but they just, the first time I'd ever been away from any, either the husband or the children.
Yeah.
And they just couldn't stay home without.
Well, of course, and just missing Granddaddy, too, and all. It was all kind of.
Yeah. Well, I did that more or less, too, because of Vernon and the way he felt after losing Daddy. I knew if I left, he'd have double duty to do.
Duties to do and be busy.
And working at the university and taking care of the kids. And worrying about me up there.
Yeah.
He didn't have time to think about Daddy.
Yeah.
And it did him a world of good. If I had it all to do over, I'd do the same thing. Because
actually, I think they really did sort of were real close together.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. They were very, very close. And it hurt him something terribly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, him thinking what he did. I guess he just felt, he was just beside himself. So when I left, when he called in and talked to me on the phone, he never even mentioned Daddy.
Uh-huh.
And I asked the kids several times if he was still missing Grandpa, and he said, they said no.
Yeah, because he kept it to himself.
And something else he did while I was gone, he had all of his daddy's belongings right where he could touch them and look at them, and, you know, in this picture right there where he could look at it and cry.
Oh, he did.
He had everything, all his belongings in one place.
Well, that showed that he was gone.
But then he and the children got real close, too. Guy says that I'm not to insist that you stay because he knows how much you've got.
Yeah, I do. I've got
and
to
I
back.
Just love to. But he said that if I insist that it would make you...
Well, I'm kind of jittery because I got
to
get back. I tried to call Berman before I came over, and I couldn't reach him.
Yeah.
And he's going to be worried sick because he thought we had anthrax or something out there on the place because it hit so quickly with a calf. You know.
Well, we'll just do this again because I told Mother we'd have a lunch, but we'll do it again sometime when you don't have a calamity over at your house.
Oh, no.
Nice,
calamity.
But
just terrible this day.
I must get back today because I still want to get some of that meat butchered for the dogs rather than I'll let it all go to waste.
Yeah.
I can cook some of it up and wrap some of it, freeze it for the dogs, and that way I can use some of it.
So you do have some, you can use it like that. Then.
But it does seem like an awful waste to lose. She had a heart attack. This heifer had a heart attack.
Isn't that something? Have you ever heard of
anything? A little heart
attack. And she was only about 4 and 4.5 months old. So 15th of November, December, January, March.
Well, I'm sure glad that it's not something that might be going through.
Well, that's what we thought. You know, we didn't know.
Yeah.
That's what it could be because she just dropped dead within a half hour. She started staggering, and then the next thing we knew, she was dead.
I just don't know. This morning.
So
and had Burma already gone?
He went down to milk the cow, and he come back and he says, honey, there's something wrong with Butter's heifer. I said, well, what is it? He says, I don't know. He says, she's acting awful strange. She's weak in the hindquarters and keeps staggering around. And she went over to lay down, he said, and she just fell. So we ate breakfast and looked out the window down at the barn, and there she was stretched out. So he says, I believe that heifer's dying. So I went down to look at her, and I said, yes, she's dying. She'll be dead within the hour. There wasn't much anyone could do it. He said, well, I don't understand that. He says, just how it happened so quickly. And he thought, well, maybe it was anthrax, and then it was anthrax would kill him real quick. So. Remember, I saw that other heifer, and I thought, well, it was poisoning from that feed, because it just got through feeding her.
Oh, yes.
So I didn't know what to think it was, and neither did he. So when the vet came out, then he butchered her and found that she had this these clots in her heart because they caused heart attack. It was caused from heart attack.
Isn't that something? Well,
I'm glad you came over then.
Well,
I'm
we'll get
sorry
again.
For that then.
I'll come back over on
when
things aren't so.
Well,
right,
we
so
enjoyed
right.
having the children in Burma over here during the while you was gone.
I really
well,
enjoyed hearing about
time.
That.
They really did.
They called. He called me up. I bet he talked an hour and a half or 2 hours. But I was just telling him we had a $70 phone bill this month. I said I had to come home. I couldn't stand that.
Oh,
come and see me when you can.
Well, I
and
will. I'll
I've
come over with
him.
Him. Enjoyed seeing you.
I've enjoyed
yeah.
seeing you with
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
This is around 100, I guess. Channel 1 over, and the end of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, the 12th of March 1971. Channel 1 over, around 100 to 120. The end of the visit with Shirley this Friday morning, 12th of March 1971. This is the end of the visit with Shirley. This Friday morning, the 12th of March, 1971, Channel 1 over.